Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, June 25th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop's back.
Yes, sir. What's up?
NBA draft night.
It's a big one.
You fired up?
I mean, it's something to look forward to, I guess.
I'm actually looking forward to see who they settle on.
Yeah.
They had a trade yesterday, right? The Jordan Poole era is over.
Yep.
Jordan Poole is gone.
Didn't seem like
bring in another vet that's got he's got 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah, it seems like he's still just kind of just grinding.
Kicking that can down the road. So now it's gonna be all about the next offseason where they're supposedly gonna have a ton of cap money.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens in the regular season.
So the idea they're actually going to use the money and try to get a big silly?
We'll see.
That's the hope that they're selling is you have another good draft. And last year was a good draft with Sarr and Bub and
George.
Keyshawn.
Yep.
And then you have another good draft. And then you're going to have all this money. And then maybe you can get a free agent or something.
Or maybe two or three free agents. Maybe it's not one biggie. Maybe it's a couple.
All right.
But, you know, Middleton picked up his player option, which was, I guess, no surprise. But they're going to pay him $33.5 million, and his deal's up after this year. Then McCollum, after they made that trade, his deal, they got to pay him $31 million. Who knows? Maybe there's something else that's going to happen. Maybe there's another trade happening, but got to pay him $31 million.
But they traded their 40th, so what do they have? They have the 2nd and the 16th or whatever still?
The
6th and the 18th?
6th and 18, yeah.
There's a big article in the Washington Post about the NBA draft, and they examine picks 6 through 10. So they've got the 6th pick. Mm-hmm. And so they looked at a group of 75 players based on their tenures. 6 through 10. Now, they didn't look at the last few drafts because they didn't feel that was fair, right? Mm-hmm. So they looked at, you know, from 4 years back and beyond. So they looked at 75 players, and they determined that about 5% were stars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so
you know, guys like
five guys.
We got a Damian Lillard,
Steph Curry, DeMar DeRozan, Paul George,
and 6 through 10.
It's 4 out of 75. Yeah,
yeah.
And then, you know, then they said, well, how many were high level starters out of 75? A high level starter would include guys like Brooke Lopez, C.J. McCollum, who they just acquired, Jamal Murray, who never made
moments,
an all-star team. He's really good.
Had moments, for
Marcus
sure.
Smart. And that was 12 out of 75, which is a greater percentage. Yeah, and then they even went further about just regular starters, and that total was 13. So that included guys like Denny Avdia.
So you got about a 40% chance of getting a starter or better.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then they said 23 were just contributors.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of busts.
Yeah.
So hard, you know, that's why people were so disappointed they didn't get the number one pick. Because, yeah, number one picks, there's some that are going to be busts, but you just have a greater chance at landing the star.
Well, like I say, I actually like the crop this year, the ones that we've gone through. I think they have some decent choices, potentially. I think there'll be some guys beyond Cooper Flagg that are pretty impactful.
Right.
So let's see what happens. I'm kind of actually excited for it. First time in a while. I know last year was marginally excited.
Seems like they did kind of the same thing they did last year with just acquiring, either through, mainly through trades, acquiring these older vets. But now all of those deals are expiring. So they have a mix of, four or five veterans with all these young guys. And if you include Middleton, McCollum, Marcus Smart, Brogdon.
It's just a weird spot to be in.
Now Olenek.
You have all these guys here for a year or two or half a year.
Yeah. So they've got, weird. I think they've got six or seven contracts expiring after this year.
So the bust that they have, just to go through some of these guys, these are guys who are picked 6 through 10. High draft picks. Mo Bamba.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmer Fredette.
Mm.
Jan Vesely.
Mm.
Jalen Smith. Thon Maker. Johnny Flynn. And just to go on, my guy Trey Burke, who I thought was going to be good.
Mm-hmm. And that's in the 6 through 10 slot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They determined 23 busts, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's almost a third.
What time is it? Is it 8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do they do? They do like 10 minutes between picks? Or they do even quicker than that? I feel like it's a lot quicker.
I think it's quicker than that.
Yeah, I think it's
maybe
five.
Maybe it's five. Yeah.
But I'd have to check on that. But yeah, it's pretty cool because it's something to look forward to see what happens. Maybe there's other trades and there's always surprises that go pretty high. And you see all these mock drafts. There's a billion mock drafts with Cooper Flagg's going one in pretty much 100% of them. Dylan Harper's probably going two and close to 100%. But after that, it depends on who likes who. I mean, a lot of guys like Ace Bailey to go three, but I was reading today, he hasn't worked out for anybody, and they question his maturity. So maybe he does slip to six.
Is it maturity, or is he just getting advice from his agent because they've gotten assurances he's going to go somewhere else if he's available?
I've just heard they question his maturity, but who knows?
Yeah.
We're going to have a really mock draft.
I mean, he is only 18.
8 o'clock, we're going to have our own mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go through it. The first round is indeed 5 minutes. The second round is 4 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well,
second round is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes, it'll probably be about, two and a half hours or so. I remember when the NBA draft was like a seminal moment for us. Like, the All-Star game was like something that you had to see, the dunk contest, et cetera, All-Star game. And then the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The draft was like incredible. You knew, the first 20 players.
Well, yeah,
you knew them up and down.
You had guys who were in college for a long time.
Totally. You didn't have the influx of all the Europeans and everybody from around the world.
Yep.
Now guys are in college for a couple months.
The first 15 guys will be freshmen.
Yeah.
Or internationals.
You barely
or G-leaguers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's changed. It's big time change.
But I have to say, I am excited. I don't know that it'll mean much in terms of wins because they're still so freaking young. But I am excited to see what they can add to the roster, see what they're building.
If they end up not trading C.J. McCollum and you've got Chris Middleton, assuming he's healthy, and you have Marcus Smart healthy, assuming they don't trade him, they're going to probably win more games than they did last season. Not going to win a ton, should end up winning more games.
I mean, how many games did those guys play? Like, each of those guys,
Middleton
How
didn't play that many games.
Huh?
Yeah, he was.
For the Wizards? Middleton.
No, I'm saying not for the Wizards. I'm just saying, was it Middleton with the Wizards all last season?
No.
I mean, how many games did he play out of 82 games? What did he play last year?
I mean, he's had injuries.
I'm going to say he played about half.
All right, so he played half the games. How many did Marcus Smart play last year?
I think he played the majority.
Well, he was injured, too. Remember he had that hand injury or the finger injury?
Yeah, and then who's the other one that you mentioned? McCollum? How many did McCollum play?
I think he played a lot.
He played a lot? Yeah,
I think. I mean,
Middleton
check.
Played.
I feel like there's just
23 games for Milwaukee and then 14 for the Wizards. Right, so that's less than half the season.
Yeah, he played like 35 games or whatever.
But I think the other guys played the majority.
I feel like they're picking up like old antique cars. They're collecting old antique cars.
I think they're collecting expiring contracts.
McCollum, exactly. McCollum missed 25 games.
Yeah.
But McCollum has been, I mean, think about McCollum. I mean, he was a number 10 pick from back in the day. Where did he go? Lehigh or Lafayette? Which one did he go to?
I'd have to look it up.
I think he went to Lehigh. But anyway, for the last 11 years, he's averaged 20 a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been a freaking stud. He's been a scoring stud for everybody he's played with.
Yeah, right. I think he'll make them better. I think they'll win more games. Slightly. They're not going to win a ton of games, but you got to believe that the guys that all finished their rookie season who we like develop, and this mix of veterans, I think, makes them slightly more competitive. But it's going to be a long year. They're playing for next offseason, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
And if they get screwed in the lottery next year, then you might as well just give up hope.
Well, you're going to need their pick to be in the top eight next year.
Yeah. Because, why do they have some sort of contingency where if they're not top eight?
If they're not top eight, it goes to the Knicks.
Yeah.
And if it is top eight, then it goes to 2 second round draft picks. It's a huge difference.
Yeah, that's monstrous. I think I would almost guarantee they're going to be a top eight pick. Mm-hmm. Like I say, they're going to win more games. They might win, 22 games.
Would they win this year? 20? 19? Like, would they win? Something abysmal?
Yeah, but could be have the fifth worst record and then fall to 9 in the draft.
Right.
Because of the stupid lottery. Yeah.
Yep.
Marcus Smart, by the way, missed about 50 games.
Okay.
I'm telling you, dude. So Middleton missed old, broken antiques.
Yeah, Middleton missed half the games. McCollum, he played the most, but he still missed 25, and Smart missed 50.
Wizards won 18 games last year. That was 22% winning percentage.
Right.
18-64, which was an improvement because the year before they were 15-67. But this is what everybody wanted. Let me hit the bottom.
Not me.
Most people wanted it. Yeah. Hit that reset button. Quit being stuck in the middle, which they were stuck with for years. I mean, you kind of peaked with Bradley Beal and John Wall when you make it all the way to a game 7 in the second round of the NBA playoffs. And then it went downhill. Then you started missing the playoffs, winning 35 games or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to the bottom with 15. Seems like it's an upward trajectory, EB. 18 wins last season. We'll see what happens this year. We will hold our mock draft coming up at 8 o'clock. Remember, you want to get in touch with us, you can always call us at 800-636-1067. That's the same number for our Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Coming right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back, Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Jason, as you were out, EB was lamenting his sleep once again, and he's now on tart cherry juice, some sort of cherry drink.
Trying
Did you have a great night's sleep?
I'll never have a great night's sleep. Marginally better? I don't know. Marginally better?
Wasn't great.
I had my red light in the room. I don't really know how to use it. I just put it on. It's had a red light on in there. I don't know. Supposed to help you. That's supposed to help with your anxiety. You think I'm riddled with anxiety. Well, I put the red light in there.
I do think you're in your head, and I think you probably slept better the night before because you're just exhausted.
Well, that's definitely a factor, but you definitely mitigate any impact on supplements and things that you can take. So I do think that supplements impact you. So, but tart cherry juice is not a supplement. That's just like a juice. But if you look up the ingredients in there, there have been studies that show it has tryptophan in it, and it has natural melatonin in it, Jason.
Oh, okay.
And there have been studies that show that it could help you sleep as much as, in one study, 86 minutes longer than group did. But I don't know. Wasn't a great night, but I've had worse.
I could use 86 minutes of sleep.
Well, uninterrupted. Like 86 minutes longer.
So last night and the night before were still
pretty
bad.
Okay. They're okay. I mean, I don't know. But then a bunch of people have been chiming in on Twitter and that when you stop drinking alcohol, if you've been a regular drinking of alcohol, that could cause insomnia.
Yeah.
And that very well could be what it is.
Yeah, you talked about that on Monday. You said maybe I should just have a drink a night and I'll sleep better.
Well, yeah.
But that hasn't happened yet.
No. Yeah. But because I just want to prove to myself go at least a month. But
so you're at 25 days or 27?
I guess, whatever today is. But
25 days.
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know if you stop drinking cold turkey, that one side effect could be that you have some insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
Having some withdrawals.
I know. The color withdrawals, I mean, I don't feel any withdrawals, but it obviously affects your system where you get used to maybe having, you know, a drink or two.
All right, let's get into the Junkie Sports page, Mr. Bishop.
All right.
By the way, I'm playing golf today. It's supposed to feel like 108, 110. I brought two shirts, two hats. I'm bringing a couple little liquid IVs. I'm fully prepared. And I think I have eight gloves.
I don't know how you're doing it.
I'm getting together with friends. I rarely see them.
Matt, how did you fare on Monday?
He balled out at Caves.
But what was the weather? I mean, the weather was brutal.
I mean, it was brutally hot.
Yeah.
I had about 10 waters and 5 Gatorades because they had them all out throughout the course. This is a lifesaver. If you're a head pro at a club, you need to have coolers with ice and towels like every 3 or 4 holes.
Yeah.
Cool your body.
Cool the body. Put it around your neck. Put it on top of your head. Days like this, it's a lifesaver.
I had a buddy that played yesterday, and he walks. And he said it was fine, but he's a very fit guy. He's the guy that's a trainer. He's the guy that had the hole in one. My buddy Adam. But he said it did hit him when he was done. He was fine during it, but at the end he was wiped
out. There is a wall that when you do play in elements like this that you get very fatigued. It's almost like a daze that comes over you.
Yeah.
Where you kind of have like this brain fog. The heat gives you this brain fog. So like some sugar helps, ice towels, staying hydrated with water, Gatorades, whatever.
That's why I brought my liquid IVs. I go out and hit balls in the back, and my mom, I come inside, you know, because my mom's staying with us, and she is always asking me if I'm having a heat stroke because I'm so sweaty.
She's concerned.
Yeah, she's like, are you okay? Yeah. Are you having a stroke? I go, no, mom, it's fine. I hit balls for an hour.
Ice towels.
Yeah, ice towels. All right, I like
towels.
It.
I have to sit outside probably for 4 hours tonight doing the B-meat announcer.
You at least can sit under a tent or something, right? Can you be under something?
An awning. I'll have an umbrella.
Yeah, all right.
That's going to be warm.
I don't know why you volunteer for that stuff. Just say no.
Have to. You have to do something. If you're part of the swim team, you have to either do that or be a stroke and turn judge or work the grill.
Your wife.
She does that too.
Oh, I don't do anything.
You got to be, you got to do in like 5 or 6 hours.
Both parents have to do it?
Yeah.
You sure?
They're kind of expected to volunteer and help
I don't
out.
Volunteer.
I mean, you could probably get away with it not doing it.
Trust me, you can. I've done it for 15 years. I'm out on volunteering.
My kid doesn't even do the bee meets.
Right. Oh, that's even worse. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, the weather's supposed to be brutal again today. And then starting to taper down a little bit. And then Friday's supposed to be in the low 80s.
That's good.
Man, so we need that.
Kind of size the A meet guy. Is grooming another. It looks like he's got another apprentice.
Good.
Which I'm cool with being in the JV.
it's
a little easier.
You want to be like a backup.
All I really
you
have
be
to
like
do
third or fourth string.
Is just introduce the race. So I just say 25 meter butterfly,
right?
Girls 10 and under.
Right.
But in the A meet, you have to do each individual name.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I have to introduce each swimmer. But you don't have to. You don't have to do that
on the B meet. You don't really have to do that.
Very good.
Gotcha. That's a bonus. You can, but a lot of times for the B meets, kids don't show up. It's a lot of names you got to scratch out.
All right, Jason. So tell me what happened with the Nats last night.
You want to start off with the Nats?
Yeah, I want to start with the Nats.
Well, you know, they're out in San Diego. By the way, Cakes is. What time's his flight?
It's early this morning.
It's got to be early.
I think he's probably on his way to the airport right now, or at the airport for his sex trip.
So he's probably got a 7 or 7:30 flight, because I know he's going to the game today, which is it's 1:10 West Coast time,
which would be 4 o'clock here.
4 o'clock.
Yeah,
here.
He definitely has an early flight.
Yeah,
it's crazy. He's going to a baseball game on the road, and he never goes to one here.
Yeah, he's looking for stuff to do.
Well, the Nats, who won the first game of the series on Monday, and they pounded out a bunch of runs. Including, you know, I think Abrams and Wood went combined 6 for 10
yeah,
and a bunch of RBIs. Well, last night they dropped 1-4-3. They only managed 7 hits last night.
Didn't get nearly as much production.
CJ Abrams had a couple hits. James Wood did have a couple RBIs, but Trevor Williams, he gets the loss. He's now 3-9 and he allowed 4 runs in 5 innings. So they just couldn't muster up anything offensively. They lose 4-3. And, of course, today they're going to play at 4:10 our time. And this pitching matchup today, I believe, is Mackenzie Gore against Nick Pivetta.
All right.
So you got Matt Gore out there today at 4:10.
You got as good a shot as any.
And then I think they have off tomorrow, and then they play the Angels for 3 in L.A.
And then they come back. I'm wondering when they finally come back, what the crowds are going to be like here.
I think they're going to be about the same.
I think there's going to be even more apathy and discontent. I think that patience is wearing thin by the fans.
Don't you think it's pretty obvious they're not going to do anything? It's pretty obvious to me they're not going to do anything, barring another like catastrophic thing, you know, like 0-15 or something. I think Mike's going to just hold the fort.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's too loyal to for Davey for whatever reason. They're kind of tied together. Now, they may not re-up him, but I don't see him mid-season firing.
I think he would have already done it.
But ownership could swoop in and do it.
They could.
They could. They could force him to do it.
They could.
But if they're not forcing him to do it after going 0-11 and an 11-game losing streak, I can't imagine they're going to do it now.
Right. I'm more thinking about what they're going to do with the players in free agency. There are those whispers that they actually want to acquire an ace.
Well, they need some things to build
they
on.
They need to start changing their game plan.
I don't
their
think
strategy.
We're not going to get JoJo back, right? Until maybe the end of the year. Would JoJo maybe get a September call up to see where he's at?
Yeah.
You need to see Cavalli. You need to see where he's at. They say he's healthy. He's pitching, right? Every fifth day.
Well, every time we have Mike on, and I guess we're not having Mike on today since he's out west. But every time we ask him about it, he said, yeah, he's pitching. He's
pitching. He's, you know, we're getting him ready.
Been throwing
we're stretching
well.
Him out and all that.
He always says he's throwing well.
Right.
Is he?
That's what they claim.
I don't know. We need to get him back up, see where he's at. We need to see where JoJo's at, because then you have some building blocks, right? You have Gore, Cavalli, if he lives up to the hype, and JoJo. Those are three decent. Those are decent pitchers.
Yeah, but it's just complete unknowns, especially with Cade, you know?
Well, maybe.
But I could see them, you know, dumping a few players before the trade deadline, maybe a Kyle Finnegan type. You know, whoever's on a 1-year deal, expiring contracts, I could see them making some moves before the deadline in end of July. So we'll see. But they did lose 4-3, and they'll play an afternoon game today. I couldn't believe this. I mean, people are so stupid. So Ketel Marte is the second baseman for the D-backs, and he was playing at against the White Sox in Wrigley last night. Now, Marte's mom died in 2017 in a car accident in the DR, in the Dominican Republic. And some fan last night was chirping at Marte about his mom. Okay? Marte started to cry at one point because, you know, he was obviously very close to his mom. Elpidia Valdez, who died in 2017. So this idiot, this fan, was chirping. And Marte put his head down, and he had an impact on him. He started to tear up. Torrey Lovello, the manager of the D-backs, and I think the pitching coach or maybe the hitting coach heard it and told security, get this guy out of here. So the man was ejected. But what a freaking loser that this guy is chirping at a major league player about his mom dying in the Dominican in 2017.
I don't know.
I mean, he's a complete loser.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention last week you had the reliever at the Pirates game jump up and smack a fan for yelling down at him.
Yes. Yeah. And that was on video.
Yeah. Dude, fans have no filter now.
But
no,
they're just, I mean, you're just a complete moron. You're just a loser of a human if you're going to chirp to a player. It's one thing to chirp at a guy and go, ah, you're going to strike out again. You know, that's, you know, mm-hmm. kind of gamesmanship. But to chirp about his mom dying? I mean, you got no life. I don't know how they can. I don't know if they can ban this fan forever, but they tossed him out of the game for last night. But what a loser. Just a complete moron. All right, so we opened up the show talking about the trade that the Wizards made last night. And they dealt Jordan Poole, who's got a couple years left on his deal, making about $30 million a year, to New Orleans for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick.
Are you surprised that they dealt Poole? I think when you acquired him, you kind of figured eventually they would move on from him. But it felt like they warmed up to him. They talked about how everybody liked him.
Much better year last year.
Much better year.
But not surprised at all. Yeah. He was never going to be part of a long-term plan.
No.
And then they draft Carrington. That appears to be your point guard of the future.
It appears to be, but what if they draft a point guard tomorrow?
That's why I say appear. Yeah. I'm not convinced. So, I know they like him. I liked him.
McCollum,
I think I went to when he had his season high.
McCollum is in his last year. His deal expires at the end of this year. He's making about $30 million a year, almost 31. Chris Middleton, he picked up his player option. He's making 33, but his deal expires as well. Marcus Smart, who they acquired last year, his deal expires. He's making 21.5. They traded for Olynyk. His deal expires. He's making about 13.5.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they've got five or six deals, pretty big deals, that are expiring at the end of the year. So they're looking at possibly $100 million in cap space for next year.
They have a lot of guys now that have bounced around the league, like Olynyk and Marcus Smart. Well, I guess Marcus Smart had been a ton of teams, but it seems like some of these guys have bounced around on a bunch of teams. I did put up our
Smart's only been with three teams.
Yeah, I did put up our Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the question is, do you have faith in the Wizards rebuild?
Maybe, this is what Will Dawkins wanted to do, man. He wanted to just clear it all out, acquire a bunch of draft picks and a bunch of young players. And he's obviously acquiring veterans on their last year of their deals. Maybe they aren't done making trades. Maybe they're trading one of these guys that they've already acquired. Who knows?
You can vote at Junks Radio. I put that up on our Facebook page, too, facebook.com/thejunks. And just looking at all the comments, not a lot of faith and a lot of cynicism. Here's an example of a comment. Is it a rebuild if you've never built? We sometimes talk about like the Commanders' generation of fans that had never seen any winning until this last year, any winning of significance. They made the NFC Championship. So somebody like my daughter's 24 years old, highlight of her fandom, rooting for the Redskins, now Commanders, was 2012 with RG3.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they beat Detroit, make it to the NFC Championship, she literally said it was the happiest day of her life.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards, even worse. It's 40 years.
Yeah.
But I think you have to remember that the people, the executives that are making the decisions now have only been here for 2 years. So, and they have been a part of a rebuild that was built.
It's just an inexact science, though. I mean, obviously OKC pulled it off,
mm-hmm.
But others have tried and they're just kind of still flailing. So we'll see. We're in the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no turning back now.
NBA champions have superstars. That's what they have.
Right.
And you just have to hit on a superstar. And is that going to be Alex Saar? And a lot of people question that. Is it going to be Koulibaly? A lot of people question that.
Well, I don't think anybody thinks he's going to be a superstar.
Yeah, but you have to have one. You can't just have a bunch of role
the
players.
The Pacers came pretty close. Pacers came pretty close.
I mean, they've got, I mean, Siakam's better than anybody, is 10 times better than anybody the Wizards have.
Okay, but would anybody call him a superstar?
No, he's not a superstar.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean,
Halliburton might be close to it.
Maybe on the verge.
I mean, he played on the Olympic team.
Yeah.
Or he was on the Olympic team.
If they don't have superstars, they have borderline stars.
Before I went to bed last night, did I see a report that Durant was unhappy with the Rockets, or was that just fake news?
I did not see that. I saw that, you know, Drew Holiday is upset that he got traded away from the Celtics.
I'm seeing so many like rumors and stuff.
I think that was a Centel.
What does that mean?
It was goof news. There's so much goofy news out there in Facebook pages of misinformation that
I just saw a tweet about it.
Yeah.
Like he's unhappy or something.
Yeah.
NBA Centel is just like a parody account.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's pretty popular.
I don't follow that account, but maybe somebody retweeted it. I just saw something, and I was like, what? You guys been there 12 hours.
Yeah, I mean.
Seemed reasonably okay with it when they were interviewing him at Fanatics Fest. He actually said it was great that he found out the news at Fanatics
Fest. Well, that's why I wouldn't believe that tweet.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense
to me.
He's
probably buying into that fake stuff.
I kind of think if he doesn't win a title with the Rockets, and I don't expect him to, legacy's tainted a little bit. I lost a little bit for my guy, Kevin Durant.
He's a stud, but he's kind of just an NBA journeyman stud.
Like, he's just not one enough.
Yeah. Superstar, but.
And I still do kind of question the move, because you're giving up a young up and comer, could be a star, who's 22 years old, for a 37-year-old who has had an Achilles injury, has been broken down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is he 37? Maybe he's a little bit younger, 36. But. I mean, does he put you over the top? Does Kevin Durant, who's almost 40, put you over the top for the Houston Rockets? I don't know. I don't think so.
Only way that you justify that in the end is if you win an NBA title.
Correct.
And I don't know that you're going to win an NBA title with Durant and Sengun.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think they have the second best odds right now. So Vegas thinks they have a legitimate shot.
Yeah, I question it, but. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll be wrong. All right. Last but not least, a decision. We were talking about expansion, I think, on Monday. And I know JP hates expansion and the length of the NBA playoffs. And every team or every league has done it. You're seeing expansion in college conferences. Well, now they're talking about expanding the NCAA tournament again.
Ugh.
So they, of course, went to 64 in 1985, and then they bumped it up to 68. With the play-in games in Dayton. Now they're talking about possibly moving it to 76 teams, and that would start this year. They said a decision would be made in the next couple weeks to expand both the men's and women's NCAA hoops tournament to 76.
I've kind of been pro-expansion on that.
You want every team in it.
Well, not every team, but the more the merrier.
Yeah, right. Well, that would be a big jump. That would be the biggest jump for the NCAA tournament since 1985.
So how does that just be more so-called
basically 12
play-ins?
Yeah. I think you
chop it down to 64.
Well, I think there would be another. So now they have the play-ins in Dayton.
Yeah.
They would pick another site or two to have more play-ins.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It would be in the middle of the country.
For some reason, like when the Terps would be sort of on the outside looking in and they'd have these mid-majors that would get in. I'm like, come on. Let's let them all in.
Well, you might get an 8-team jump.
All right, I'm for it.
And that would be for this year.
I'm for it.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in.
You didn't mention Caitlin Clark. She's been on like the shooting drought. I didn't even.
Oh, yeah, Caitlin Clark. They won last night.
They won, but she only had 6 points. She went 0-for-6 from threes.
Yep.
You did the math on her last three games.
1-for-23 from beyond.
Crazy.
Cold streak.
Cold, yeah.
I mean, it happens, obviously, but it's wild.
You wouldn't expect it from her.
Not from her, no.
800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, we got our mock draft coming up at 8 o'clock. See who the Wizards take. Keith Smith, who covers the NBA for Spot Rack, he'll join us coming up at 9:25 here on the Junk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. So I got to tell you, I never have been to a Red Lobster in my life, but Red Lobster filed for bankruptcy, and they're trying to make a comeback.
You're not the only one that hasn't been going.
You've never gone, you said, in your life?
I don't think I've ever been to Red Lobster.
I think I've been,
a handful of times.
Two or three times in my life.
We didn't have one in Bowie growing up.
Was there one at Greenbelt, maybe? Or College Park?
I feel like
I've been to one couple times.
Look, there was one maybe in Gaithersburg close to a bowling alley that I went to. I would drive by, and I just never been.
Mm-hmm.
But Red Lobster, apparently they're trying to make a comeback. They got a new CEO, and here's what their comeback dish they think is going to get them back. And it does sound intriguing. A seafood boil, which is a traditional southern U.S. dish featuring a mix of seafood, like crab legs, vegetables, and then it's all cooked together.
Yeah.
Usually in a large plastic bag.
Right.
And they open it on the table.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that chase the tails? If silly's seafood boil.
So they have two. They've got the Mariner's boil that features a Maine lobster tail, a dozen shrimp, snow crab legs, corn, and red potatoes.
Love it.
Or a sailor's boil, which includes shrimp, smoked sausage, corn, red potatoes. And then you get your garlic butter. And actually, you know what? It actually sounds pretty good.
That's literally what we order every time we go to Chase and Tails. Is a big boil like that in a bag. They bring it out in a bag, and you smell like garlic for 2 days, but it's amazing.
Right.
Amazing. Like I've never liked potatoes so much. I've never liked corn so much and what everything else they throw in there.
You know what it is my family wasn't a big seafood family. It just wasn't. I remember the first time I even ever had crabs, this is very anti-Valdez, I think was when my buddy Zemirko had like a high school graduation party.
Yeah, it wasn't something we had growing up either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a big Pennant Lane thing. I'll know that in Bowie. It might have been in other parts of Bowie.
Our parents weren't really from Maryland. It wasn't just a big thing for them.
Yeah.
Well, I love the comeback. I mean, I haven't been to Red Lobster a ton in my life, but I'm definitely intrigued by their CEO. I mean, he's Sean McVay of the business world.
He's a young silly.
He's 35. He was already CEO of P.F. Chang's, a Nigerian-born kid who went to Harvard.
Really?
Apparently, he's just off the charts genius, and now he's young, so he's getting his reps in at number places like Red Lobster. But, you know, you introduce 10 new items, you're going to get my attention. And so, the seafood boil sounds okay. I mean, why wasn't Red Lobster doing a seafood boil 30 years ago? Where have they been?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Might have been a regional thing.
When you go to Red Lobster, I honestly don't know what was the top thing that people were
cheddar
getting.
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
What
you,
is it?
You go for the bread.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yes.
So it says they're leaning back into their Crab Fest celebration.
All right. I like it.
It does sound good, but I'm not sure I'll go.
How much do you typically spend
for the seafood boil
if you go to a Red Lobster?
I don't know, dude. I haven't been there in
30 everything
years,
else is everything's more expensive
when,
now. So
when I would go to Chasing Tails with my friends,
no, that's different. But if you went to a Red Lobster, like I just always assumed it was the fast food of seafood. That was my perception of Red Lobster.
I think that's more like Long John Silver.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Red Lobster is like
a little bit nicer.
It's like the Roadhouse for steak, except this is for seafood.
Yeah.
It's like Outback. Any of those.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't think it was as nice as an Outback.
I don't know.
It was simply because where I have seen Red Lobsters, the locations never are great.
Well,
like I said, the Red Lobster that was in Gaithersburg, and maybe it's still there. It's right next to a gas station and right next to a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody needs gas, and who doesn't love bowling?
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's not like in like a high end kind of town center type of vibe. You know what I mean? Yeah,
it's a chain restaurant. It's like a Friday's. It's the, you're never going to see a Friday's at a One Loudon.
It's not a high end.
Yeah, it's not high end. It's just your middle of road American chain restaurant lumped in with all the others.
No, but you're gonna. I'm just telling you, my perception was it's not as even as nice as TGI Fridays. You'll see TGI Fridays in nice locations.
Yeah, I don't know. I might try the seafood boil. I'm somewhat up for it. Can I talk about the place that gave us the coupons last week that I've gone to now twice?
Oh. Are you allowed to? Are they officially a sponsor?
I don't think
so.
Nah. Probably can't.
No.
It's crazy. Put it this way.
We can't talk about places.
It's a burger joint.
It's a great burger joint.
But then the burger's really good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And they have side items that I love.
Where's Sice for a coupon? I missed last week.
You missed it. You missed it.
I don't know where the closest that particular joint is to me.
Yeah. Well, I found a place and I absolutely love it. Yeah. And I will go there when I run out of coupons. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've got some coupons. I just have to find out where the closest place is so I can use it.
Well, I know there's one at least 20 minutes from you.
Where is that?
Well, Chantilly.
Oh, there is in Chantilly. Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that like 20 minutes from
you? Yeah, it's about 15 minutes. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying it's worth it for you to drive, but it's
if I'm ever in Chantilly, stop by.
Yeah. I don't know. How many locations of the seafood joint are still around? How many locations of Red Lobster? If it filed for bankruptcy, had a bunch of them shuttered?
Yes.
They have.
I think the CEO has said that they're done shutting them down, but I'm seeing here that there are 662 Red Lobster locations in the United States.
Right.
Spread across 44 states. Florida has the most.
Well, if Red Lobster wants to bring in a seafood boil, I know 6 or 7 guys that would be happy to try it out. So if the Nigerian CEO is listening,
I'm intrigued.
Send him audio. We're happy to give a review of the seafood boil. And I'll even try the cheddar biscuits. Is that what they are?
Yeah, Cheddar Bay biscuits. Those will make you want to write home.
What are they? Like, exactly describe them.
They're a Mount Rushmore appetizer.
What are they?
It's just a biscuit smothered with like butter and cheese. That's silly.
And they're super well known for that?
Very well
known. What about their entree? What else would you get? Like, what entree?
I don't know if they have something that's as beloved as their Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I always thought it was like some sort of like Alaskan crab legs or something, or you know what I mean?
I mean, I know
snow crabs or something.
I know they used to have a promotion of like all you can eat.
I'm guessing they're lobster
crab legs.
Right.
I don't know if they do anymore.
They had an all you can eat option.
Endless shrimp.
Endless shrimp.
Yeah. Endless shrimp. All right.
So there's a Red Lobster in Suitland. There's a Red Lobster in Lanham. Oh, yeah, that's where it was. It was in Lanham.
I think I might have been to the one in Lanham.
Yeah, I guess that's still there. Red Lobster in Fairfax. I mean, they're all over that. One in Alexandria. They're all over the place.
Yeah, they're making a comeback. Maybe we got to give it a shot. I'd have to give it my first shot. Just never been.
Look, I say we hit them up and we bring in a seafood boil and the cheddar biscuits. Let's go.
I'm down with it.
I'm down.
I'm down with all the red places. Red Robin can bring us burgers.
If they can get some free pub, they'll send somebody over.
Send them over.
All right. 800-636-1067 is the number. A little bit later, we've got our Junkies mock draft. That's coming up at 8 o'clock as the Wizards have the number 6 pick. And we'll talk to insider Keith Smith, NBA writer for Spot Rack, here on the Junkies at 925.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.